哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家晚安。
Hallelujah, good evening to all the brothers and sisters.
在这边，我们奉主耶稣的圣名，一起来从圣经上做学习。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we learn together from the Bible.
我们请一起来看路加福音的第一章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 1.
路加福音的第一章。
Luke chapter 1.
46节。
Verse 46.
四十六节，玛利亚说：“我心尊主为大，我灵以神我的救主为乐，因为他顾念他使女的卑微，从今以后万代要称我为有福。”这里是玛利亚自己的赞美歌声。
Here is the praises of Mary.
圣经里面记载了。许多不同的人物
And Bible records many different characters.
当中也有讲到许多不一样的女性
And there are many different women.
有的女性成为圣经中的女先知
Some became prophets.
有的成为女士师
Some became judges.
但是在这众多所记载的这些女性当中
But in all these recorded females,
圣经里面最重要的一位女性就是玛利亚
The most important one was Mary.
玛利亚她只是一个很普通的女人
And Mary was a very ordinary woman.
却有机会被神所拣选成为主耶稣生生的母亲
And she will have the chance to be chosen to be the mother of Jesus.
因此，玛利亚说：“万代都要称我为有福气的人。”
So she said, "All generations will call me blessed."
所以玛利亚是一个非常特殊的人物。
So Mary was very special.
玛利亚的人生因为有主而成为尊荣。
Her life was glorious because of Lord Jesus.
当然，我们不用像有些其他的教派哦。
But we don't have to be like other generations.
有的其他的教派会把玛利亚把她神化了。
And some of them view her godify her.
就像有人会称她是圣母玛利亚。
And some called her Mother Mary.
有人会把她说她是无罪的，说她也是神。
Some said that she was sinless and she was also God.
所以啊，有时候啊，人为了要把她追捧，把她提高
，and man wanted to exalt her.
所以啊，会自己发明，会想出各种不一样的身份跟尊称放在她的身上。
So man invented all kinds of status and identities for her.
可是其实玛利亚她就是一个普通的女子。
But Mary was only a ordinary woman.
但是因为她的普通使得她的选召成为更加有价值的学习。
But her choosing was extra special because of how ordinary she was.
因为你跟我都像她一样只是一个普通的人。
And you and I are just like her, we're ordinary.
玛利亚只是普通人普通的支派而且是一个贫穷人家的女儿。
And she was even a daughter of a poor household.
生在贫她有一个贫穷的生活。
She had a poor life.
但是在贫穷当中却养出了救主耶稣来。
But in her poverty, she raised Jesus.
你跟我，我们都是普通人。
We're all both ordinary.
在世人的眼中，我们都没有什么特别的地方。
In man's eyes, we're not anything special.
但是一个普通的生命。
But ordinary life.
如果把这个生命交在主耶稣的手中
But if this life was given to the hands of Jesus,
也能够活出一个蒙大恩受大福 的生活来
Then this life will be blessed and highly favored.
所以啊，这个玛利亚是圣经当中特别推崇的女子
So Mary was a very exalted woman in the Bible.
也是我们今天众人都可以来学习的榜样
And it's also an example that we can all learn from.
其实啊，从旧约当有预言开始啊
When there is prophecy in the Old Testament,
当他们讲到关于将来弥赛亚要再来的预言
when they talk about the coming of Messiah,
从那以后，以色列的女子都有一个愿望
All the women in Israel had the same wish.
他们都希望自己有机会、有荣耀成为弥赛亚的母亲啊。
They hope that they can become the mother of this Messiah.
所以在他们的社会当中
，So in their society,
如果一个女人没有办法生小孩，对他们来讲是一种很难过的事情。
If a woman was barren, then it's very sad.
因为这个女人就没有可能，没有生孩子，就没有可能成为这个弥赛亚家里的人啊。
Because women who are barren cannot be a part of a member of family of Messiah.
所以啊，从旧约以来，有众多的犹太女子都不断的在想望、期望自己能够成为弥赛亚的母亲。
So many of the women in Israel aspire to become the mother of Messiah.
因为他们觉得这个是最荣耀的。
Because this is the most glorious
thing. 所以啊，历代以来成千上万的女性。
So thousands of women from all generations.
到最后这个至高的荣耀却临到玛利亚的身上。
In the end, this ultimate glory came upon Mary.
到底玛利亚有什么特别？
So what was special about Mary?
为什么神会特别选用她？
Why did God choose her?
到底玛利亚有什么值得我们学习？
What can we learn from her?
使她成为神所专用特用的器皿。
So that she can become the special vessel for God.
我们今天就从这个玛利亚的特质来做我们今天信仰路上的一个效法的榜样。
So we can learn from Mary to become our example in our faith.
我们看路加福音的第一章。
Let's read Luke chapter 1.
我们看路加福音第一章的第二十六节。
Luke chapter 1 verse 26.
二十六节。
26.
到了第六个月，天使加百列奉神的差遣往加利利的一座城去，那城名叫拿撒勒。27. 到了一个童女那里，是已经许配大卫家的一个人，名叫约瑟，童女的名字叫玛利亚。28. 天使进去对他说，蒙大恩的女子，我问你安，主和你同在了。29节。
29.
玛利亚因这话就很惊慌，又反复思想，这样问安是什么意思呢？30节。
30.
天使对他说，玛利亚，不要怕，你在神面前已经蒙恩了。我们在这里看到玛利亚一开始的记载。
This is the first recording of Mary.
他说在这里啊，童女玛利亚已经许配给约瑟。
And Virgin Mary was betrothed to Joseph.
但是还没有结婚。
But they were not married.
这个时候呢，天使却突然来到他的面前。
The angel came to her.
特别称呼他说，你这蒙大恩的女子啊。
The angel called her highly favored one.
我来问你安，主要与你同在。
The Lord be with you.
但是在这里啊，玛利亚的反应非常的奇怪哦。
But the reaction of Mary was very strange.
当我今天跟你说啊，我问你安啊，神与你同在啊。
When I greet you, when I say the Lord is with you.
你会怎么回答？
How would you answer?
哈利路亚，感谢主，主也与你同在啊，是不是都是这样子？
You say hallelujah, thank the Lord, and God be with you too.
这样子的互动，这样的回答是好事啊。
And this interaction was good.
彼此祝福，彼此关心啊。
To care and bless one another.
但是啊，要确定啊，我们啊所讲的话是真正有从心里说出。
We have to be sure that we speak from the heart.
不要啊，使这种啊成为真耶稣教会的套话哦。每次啊，那个不需要经过思考就自动反应出来的。
And it's not just a reaction without thinking.
人家讲哈利路亚，你就是阿门。
When someone says Hallelujah, you say Amen.
但是你不知道阿门到底是什么意思啊。
You don't know what Amen means.
所以啊，我们今天不要让它成为一种套话，成为一种习惯性的、没有经过思考的说话哦。
So let it not just be a slogan.
当别人来这里招呼你，向你问安。
When someone greets you.
当我们用主耶稣的名字彼此在教会里面问安，彼此祝福的时候。
When we greet each other and bless each other with the Lord's name.
我们要从心中发出这种彼此的在乎啊。
It has to come from the heart.
但是啊，当别人向你问安的时候。
But when someone greets you.
他说啊，神与你同在啊。
The Lord is with you.
你啊，可能会感谢。
You will thank. get thank them.
但是啊，你应该不会惊慌，不是吗？
But you will not be troubled.
但是在这里说啊，玛利亚听见这一句话就惊慌了啊。
But it says Mary was troubled when she heard this.
这是非常奇怪的反应啊。
It's a very strange reaction.
为什么她会惊慌呢？
Why is she troubled?
我们再看回来哦。
Let's look back.
她说，玛利亚因这话就惊慌，又反复思想这句话啊。
And she was troubled and considered.
她为什么会惊慌？
Why was she troubled?
因为今天啊，她把生命当中很多事情，尤其跟信仰、跟神有关系的事，都反复的去思想，认真的去对待啊。
Because she was serious and considers all the things of God and of faith.
所以当她听到这句话，
So when she heard this,
天使进来说蒙大恩的女子，她一听到就知道，哎，这个不平常啊。
When the angel called her the highly favored one, she knew it was strange.
马上啊，心中就开始啊，有一种感觉说，这个不是普通的对话，这个不是普通的问安啊。
She realized it was not a normal greeting.
因为她有思想，
Because she considered,
所以她能够分辨，
So she can discern.
因为她有思想，
Because she considered.
所以她能够抓住天使的话语当中的当中特别的意义。
She held on to the special meaning of the words of the angel.
这个是玛利亚生命当中的第一个特点啊。
This was the first thing special about Mary.
而且啊，不是只有在这里有出现过哦。
And it's not only recorded here.
我们来看第二章啊。
Let's read chapter 2.
路加福音的第二章的第十九节。
Chapter 2, verse 19.
好，我们看十八节啊。
18.
十八节说，凡听见的就诧异牧羊之人对他们所说的话。十九节，玛利亚却把这一切的事存在心里，反复思想。我们再看第三章啊。
Let's also read chapter three.
三章，第三章的第四十九节。
Chapter three, verse
四十九 ，49.第二章，对不起啊，第二章哦。
Chapter 2, verse 49.
第二章的第四十九节啊。
Verse 49.
耶稣说，为什么找我呢？岂不知我应当以我父的事为念吗？第五十节。
Verse 50.
他说的这话，他们不明白。五十一。
51.
他就同他们下去，回到拿撒勒，并且顺从他们。他母亲把这一切的事都存在心里呀。所以我们看到啊，圣经当中一章二章连续三次出现玛利亚的特质。
So repeated three times the characters of Mary.
都告诉我们说啊，玛利亚是反复思想，存在心中啊，把话存在心中的啊。
She keep things in her heart and ponders.
这个是我们今天必须要去学习的第一件事。
This is the first thing that we have to learn.
说啊，玛利亚听到天使的话，就记在他的心中。
When Mary heard what the angel said, she remembered.
当先知跟他说话，他就存在心里反复思想。
When prophet spoke to her, she remembers and ponders.
当耶稣跟他讲话，他虽然不明白，但是他啊存记心中啊。
Although she did not understand, she kept in her heart.
有时候啊，我们今天啊，常常是一天过一天。
Many times we just live day by day.
别人跟我们的讲话，我们也没有很认真的在听。
We don't listen carefully what others have to say.
因为现今的世代是一个很爱讲不爱听的这个时代啊。
Because the world today, we like to speak but not listen.
我还记得啊，有一次我在大学在做一个 project 啊，在做一个学校的一个工作，一个报告。
When I was in college, I was working on a project.
那是一个 team project 所以我们那一组里面有五个人啊。
It was a team project of five people.
五个人啊，大家就要讨论啊，一起讨论题目啊，一起来想要怎么来写啊。
And everyone had to discuss and to write something.
所以啊，我们就大家聚在一起啊，一起来讨论，一起来。来写报告哦。
So we had a meeting to discuss this project.
因为啊，除了我以外，他们四个都是外国人啊。
And beside me, they're all foreigners.
我们那个英文最差，所以都不敢讲话啊。
My English was bad, so I did not dare to speak.
就我就看他们啊，讨论的口沫横飞啊，乒乒乓乓，讲的热闹非凡啊。
So they had a great time talking.
哇，我们要这样写，这个是这样的，哇，讲的大家要讨论非常热烈啊。
It was a very heated discussion.
结果啊，经过了一个多小时啊。
After one hour.
我终于忍不住了，终于受不了了。
I cannot stand it anymore.
因为我们英文很不好哦，所以就弱弱的、小声的打岔一下，给他问一下啊。
So because my English was bad, so I just had to I asked something.
Oh, 就问他们说。
I asked them.
老师是叫我们讨论第三题耶。
The teacher asked us to discuss question three.
你们刚刚一个多小时讲的那个是第二题吧？
But you spent an hour talking about question two.
啊，结果啊，突然一片死寂啊。
And it was dead silence.
哇，结果一看啊，啊，真的啊，讨论一个多小时啊，全部讨论错的题目啊。
They spent an hour talking about the wrong question.
但是啊，讲得很热烈啊，讲得很开心啊。
But they had a great time talking.
这个年头啊，大家都好喜欢发表。
Because in this day and age, everyone wants to express their opinion.
生怕别人不知道你有本事、有口才、有能力、有经验啊。
Just want people to know that they have abilities.
哦，所以啊，大家都是啊，乒乒乓乓，你讲一句，我讲两句啊。
So everyone just kept talking.
你们有没有遇到过啊？有的人啊，他叫做 topper 哈、哦，我不知道这个他我们都叫他们，我们叫这种人叫 topper 啊，叫 topper 哦。
And we call someone like this a topper.
啊，什么叫做 topper?
What is a topper?
就是啊，你不管讲什么内容哦。
No matter what you talk about,
他一定最后哦，最后要给你多加一句话啊，来，好像都是永远都要他要做 conclusion 呐 啊。
They will all whatever you talk about, they will conclude.
啊，不管那个内容、那个题目啊，他知道不知道、懂不懂啊，他就是好喜欢，最后一定要给你这样子，后再盖一个叫做 topper 啊。
And whether they know the subject or not, they want to top things off.
啊，这种人啊，非常讨人厌啊。
People don't like them.
哦，因为啊，这个年头啊，我们好喜欢表现自己啊。
Because we like to show off ourselves.
啊，生怕别人啊，生怕别人不知道啊，我们哪、啊、很这、我们哪、啊、非常聪明，懂得很多啊。
Because we're scared that people don't know that we know many things.
所以我们非常爱讲，但是却不爱聆听啊。
We like to speak, but we don't like to listen.
啊，但是啊，你今天要把话存在心中。
But we have to keep things in our heart.
第一步，你就要先学会用心听，仔细听啊。
The first step is to listen carefully.
如果你急着只是一，如果你只是每天从早到晚急着不停的讲
，If from morning to night you just keep talking.
啊，到最后啊，别人所说的你通通都没有听到。
In the end, you don't hear anything other people have
said. 最后啊，那个圣经所说的你也通通都没有读到。
You did not hear what the Bible has to say.
啊，到最后啊，你讲的很多，但是越讲内心就越来越空洞啊。
You talk a lot, but your heart becomes more and more empty.
所以啊，我们在这里看到玛利亚的第一个优点啊。
So the first good thing about Mary,
她会听。
She knows to listen.
而且她不但会听啊。
Other than listening,
她会听，而且她用心听啊。
And she listens. She listens.
今天有些人啊，也是会听，但是听了从来不用心。
Some people will listen, but they don't listen carefully.
啊，然后啊，听了以后啊，就在旁边很着急啊。
And they're very anxious.
啊，急着要着急什么
？What are they anxious?
着急要把你打断啊。
They're anxious to cut you off.
哎，你还要讲多久啊？换我的吧，换我的吧。
It's my turn to speak.
哇，那个有时候我们在跟人家对话，尤其是在跟我们的家人或儿女对话哦。
We converse with our family members or our children.
夫妻关系为什么不好？因为常常把对方打断。
How come husband and wife don't get along well? Because they interrupt each other.
亲子关系为什么紧绷？因为啊，常常不听对方讲的话啊。
Is the parental relationship so intense because they don't listen to each other?
哦，所以之前有跟大家说过啊。
So I've told everyone.
他说我们啊，有时候在做那个夫妻当中的婚姻辅导啊。
When I do marriage counseling.
啊，都要特别拿一个沙漏啊，拿一个计时器才可以啊。
I have to use an hourglass.
哦，为什么？因为啊，沙漏转过来你才可以讲话哦，你才可以讲话。
After it turns over, then it's your turn.
啊，他讲话你不可以讲话。你不会讲话。
When one is speaking, the other cannot speak.
你有五分钟，五分钟，你赶快讲，赶快讲啊
！You have 5 minutes to talk.
啊，不会，他不能打断你，我阻止他，他不能打断你啊。
The other one cannot interrupt you.
哇，就噼里啪啦，哇，好开心啊！终于啊，能够不被打断的讲五分钟啊。
Then they can speak for 5 minutes without interruption.
啊，他在讲那五分钟啊，对方已经啊面红耳赤，快要爆发了。
In those 5 minutes, the other one is so angry.
啊，就跟他讲说，再等等，再等等，还有一分钟，再等一下。
But I'll tell them one more minute. Hold on.
哇，时间到了，翻过来。
And when it's time's up, I flip it over.
啊，不能讲话，或你不能讲话。
It's your turn not to speak.
我发觉说啊，其实夫妻当中有一个非常大的问题啊。
I realize it's a big problem between couples.
为什么啊？为什么随着相处时间越长，反而对对方越来越不理解
？Why is it that they live together for a long time, they don't understand each other anymore?
因为我们常常耳顺，常常。都已经预设说我很懂你啊
because,
还有谁比我更懂你啊
Because they always assume they know each other the best.
当我们用这种观念在跟对方讲话
And when they talk with this assumption,
或者是对我们的孩子啊
And we talk to our children with this assumption.
你是我生的你一个动作我就知道你要干嘛
I gave birth to you, I know what you're going to do next.
才怪
It's wrong.
他小时候你可能可以啊，小时候可能可以啊。
Maybe when they're young, you can tell.
我告诉你啊，到一定年纪之后啊，你只是以为你知道，结果你完全不明白啊。
But after a certain age, you think you know, but you actually don't know.
所以为什么亲子冲突越来越厉害
？So why is it parents and children fight all
the time? 因为你会发觉，因为会发觉说，他想要告诉的根本不是你想要听到的。
Because you realize what they want to tell you is not something you want to hear.
他所需要的帮助根本不是你以为他遇到的困难。
The help that you think they need is, does not match the problem they face.
所以作为父母的，我们活在过去孩子还小时候我们那个既定的想法既定的认识啊。
But, as parents, we live in this assumption when they're still young.
因为缺乏沟通所以忘记孩子会长大。
Because you lack communication, you forget that children grow up.
因为没有对话所以不知道两方的观念早就天差地远。
Without conversation, you don't know that everyone's concept already departed.
所以最后的结果是什么？
What is the result?
讲不来就分散嘛，合不来就是分散嘛。
When you have disagreement, you leave each other.
无法沟通，只好各自去其他地方寻找能够沟通的桥梁啊。
If you cannot communicate, you just find your own communication.
所以啊，很多时候我们都假设。
Many times we assume.
假设我知道你要讲什么。
I assume why I know what you're saying.
假设我知道你生活遇到什么。
I assume what you face in your life.
假设我们拥有所有问题的答案。
I assume I have the answer for everything.
其实今天孩子所面对的社会是我们所明白的吗？
But do we really know the world the children are in today?
他们在外面的环境遇到的挑战是我们曾经经历过的吗？
The challenges they face outside, have we experienced them?
很多时候其实没有。
Many times we don't.
啊，这个时候你如果再不听他说
，But if you don't listen，
那你永远都不知道他在想什么。
You will never know what they're thinking。
而他既然在你这里得不到安慰
，If they cannot be comforted by you，
他只好离开到外面去寻找懂他的人。
They will leave and find someone who understands them outside。
所以我们在这里看到玛利亚的特质哦。
So here we see the characteristic of Mary。
她用心听。
She listened carefully.
而且她听了以后把它存到心中。
And she kept this in her heart.
不断地去思想反复地咀嚼。
And she considered them.
使得她所认识的是实在的一个状况。
So she knew what was really going on.
所以在启示录里面啊。
So in Revelations.
我们看到启示录讲到那个七间教会哦。
When Revelations talk about the seven churches.
这个神对七间教会说话。
When God spoke to the churches.
都是用我知道开始啊。
He always starts with I know.
因为这七间教会是在神的手中。
The seven churches is in the hand of God.
所以当神说我知道他是真正的了解啊。
When God says he knows, he actually knows.
所以我们今天也是要反复思想才能真实的了解。
So today to know we have to consider.
不管是对我们的儿女。
Whether to our children.
或者是在我们婚姻上面对我们的配偶。
Or to our spouse.
更重要的是在信仰的路上对神的要求。
More importantly in our faith to God's expectations.
你真的知道神对你的期望是什么吗？
Do you really know what God expects of you?
你真的了解神为你所铺出的道路在哪边吗？
Do you really understand the path God has laid out for you?
你真的明白圣经当中对我们的期望又是什么？
Do you really understand the expectations from the Bible?
不要假设你都知道啊。
Don't assume that you know.
要反复思想就能够得到智慧。
We have to consider and ponder, then we can gain wisdom.
所以在利未记的第十一章里面告诉我们啊。
So in Leviticus chapter 11,
他说啊，洁净的动物是会反刍啊 ，regurgitate 会反刍哦。
The clean animals they will regurgitate.
他们会把吃下去，像羊啊，像牛啊，吃下去啊，再吐出来，再吃下去，再吐出来啊。
Like lambs and oxen, they will eat something and throw up and regurgitate.
有一次啊，我在跟我们家小孩讲圣经故事啊。
One time I was telling my children a Bible story.
讲到这里啊，我们家儿子说，我也会，我是洁净的动物啊。
My son said, I know how to do this, I'm a clean animal.
他就马上要表演给我看啊，怎么样反刍啊。
He wanted to show me how to regurgitate.
圣经里面告诉我们啊，会反刍的才是洁净的。
Bible says those animals who, that regurgitate are clean.
我们领受了神的道理要常常反复思考。
When we receive teaching from God, we have to ponder.
就会变成你生命当中的养分。
Then there will become nutrition in your life.
让你真正得到力量。
Then you can truly gain strength.
所以啊，有时候我跟信徒在聊天啊。
Sometimes I talk with believers.
我们有时候会谈到啊，这个读圣经啊，读圣经啊，有的信徒很好，他们有读圣经的习惯啊。
And some believers have a good habit of Bible reading.
啊，他们会有的会跟我说，我告诉你哦，传道，我已经读经读三次，整本圣经读三次，五次了。
They will tell me, Pastor, I've already read the Bible 3 times or 5 times.
啊，我都会跟他们讲啊，感谢主啊，不错啊，你很有心在读圣经哦。
I said, thank the Lord that you have the heart to read Bible.
啊，但是啊，你已经读五次了哈，请不要再这样子读啦。
But I said, if you've already read 5 times, don't read like that.
我个人是不是很赞成通读啊，通读整本从创世纪读到启示录，再从创世纪再读到启示，我本身不赞成的。
I personally do not agree with reading Bible from Genesis to Revelations.
如果你从来没有把圣经读一次啊
，If you never read the Bible once,
那你就一定要做一次，一定要做一次啊。
Then you have to do it at least once.
这个是一个决心。
This is a determination.
这是你在神面前立下的志向，你要把它读一次啊。
This is a determination you made from God.
啊，但是啊，再来以后啊，读完一次啊，就可以不需要这样读了。
But after you read it once, you don't have to read it like that anymore.
为什么不要这样子读
？Why not?
因为有时候啊，通读的结果就是通通有读过，但是完全不记得啊。
Because sometimes when you read the entire Bible, you read everything, but you don't remember anything.
啊，这样子啊，花了很多的时间，但是其实没有什么成果。
So you spend a lot of time, but you don't have any good result.
哦，所以我个人建议哦。
So my personal suggestion.
我说我们要读圣经啊，可以找一卷你很喜欢或者看得很有感觉的啊。
When we read the Bible, we can choose a book that we really like.
哦，所以有人喜欢读四福音，因为讲的是耶稣的生平。
Some people really like to read the Gospels.
有人喜欢读箴言，因为里面充满生命的智慧。
Some people like to read Proverbs because it's filled with wisdom.
有人喜欢读启示录，因为里面啊有许多的主题啊，有许多得救的主题啊。
Some people like to read Revelations because there are many salvation topics.
有的人喜欢读历史书啊，约书亚记啊，因为啊打仗啊打来打去啊。
Many people like to read Joshua because of the history of battles.
啊，但是啊，因为你喜欢它的内容
，because you like the content.
所以啊，读圣经对你来讲就不是一种负担呐。
A Bible reading will not be a burden to you.
你也不会啊，为了要读经而强迫自己去读经哦。
You will not force yourself to read the Bible because
咬咬牙，好，我今天读三章啊，读三章，哇，利未记一二三全部读完，完全不知道大家讲什么。
You suffer and you read Leviticus chapter 1 to 3, but you don't know what it's talking about.
不要让灵修成为忍耐到底必然得救啊。
Spiritual cultivation is not a suffering or endurance.
而是要在读经当中啊得到喜悦。
But in Bible reading, you have to have joy.
你觉得有收获，你觉得神在跟你讲话，你从里面学到好多教训。
When you get a lot out of Bible reading.
啊，这样子啊，不用传道在讲台上面一直的提醒，你自己啊不用讲，你就会去读圣经啦。
You don't need pastors to keep reminding you on the pulpit.
那这个是我个人啊个人的建议啊。
This is my personal suggestion.
啊，所以啊，我们在这里看到玛利亚的特质哦。
So here we see the characteristic of Mary.
他会思考，会吸收。
She considers and she receives.
把话记到心中啊。
She kept things in her heart.
啊，第二个，我们来看玛利亚的第二个特质。
Her second characteristic.
我们看回来路加福音的第一章。
Luke chapter one.
路加福音第一章的第34节。
Luke chapter one verse 34.
34节。
34.
玛利亚对天使说：“我没有出嫁。”怎么有这事呢？35节。
35.
天使回答说，圣灵要临到你身上，至高者的能力要荫庇你，因此所要生的圣者必称为神的儿子。38节。
Verse 38.
玛利亚说，我是主的使女，情愿照你的话成就在我身上。天使就离开他去了。而在这里告诉我们说，玛利亚的第二个特质。
The second characteristic of Mary.
那什么特质呢
？What is this？
啊，在这里，当天使跟他说蒙大恩的女子，他就知道事情不对了。
When angel said to her highly favored one, she knew something wrong.
他就说啊，哎，心中惊慌啊，你到底要告诉我什么
？She was troubled. She said, "How can this be？"
天使跟他讲说啊，你要怀孕生一个孩子啊。
Angel said, "You will be pregnant and give birth to a son."
啊，但是玛利亚说，我还没有结婚。
And Mary said, "I do not know a man."
怎么可以有这样子的事情呢
？How can this be?
我们今天啊当然是站在2000年后的现在啊。
Today is 2000 years after.
所以啊我们站在我们的立场啊去看玛利亚看得非常简单啊。
So it's very easy for us to see Mary.
啊感谢主啊圣灵降在你身上你就怀孕生了一个孩子你就成为耶稣基督的母亲真有荣耀啊。
Thank the Lord that Holy Spirit be upon you and become the mother of Jesus. How glorious.
如果今天真的那么简单就好了。
If it's that simple.
如果今天那么简单玛利亚就不会惊慌。
If it's that simple, Mary will not be troubled.
如果今天这么简单玛利亚就不会讲说怎么可以有这样子的事情呢?
If it's that simple, Mary would not say, how can this be?
因为在当时的时代是一个保守的时代。
Because it was a very conservative time.
一个女人未婚生子是社会所不容许的。
A woman give birth without getting married is not accepted by the society.
尤其犹太人的社会，以色列人的社会是一个非常封闭、非常保守的一个宗教社会啊。
And Jewish society was especially conservative and religious.
所以玛利亚说，怎么会有这种事情？怎么会用这样子的方式来成就？
So Mary said, how can this be?
是的，几千年来，大家都在等候做弥赛亚的母亲。
Yes, thousands of years, people are waiting to become the mother of Messiah.
但是没有人想到，居然是没有结婚童女生子啊
But no one can imagine that he will be born of a virgin.
哦，所以如果今天这个条件把它列出来啊
So if we list all the conditions.
可能啊这个千年来啊愿意做弥赛亚的母亲啊要少一大堆人啊
Many people would not want to be the mother of Jesus.
因为这不是那么简单的
Because it's not that simple.
因为你要啊受到众人的指指点点甚至被你的家人亲人无法理解啊
Because you will be judged by the people and your family will not understand.
甚至说这个时候他的未婚夫啊
Even Joseph.
那圣经里面讲说啊当玛利亚怀孕了以后啊
When Mary was pregnant.
甚至他的未婚夫
Even her fiancé.
他一个爱他的人
Someone who loved her.
圣经说他是个义人啊
Bible said he was righteous.
啊都要跟他分开把他离掉啊
He wanted to divorce her.
哦所以你可以想象说玛利亚当他发现自己要承受这样子的使命，她是有多么的惊恐。
When Mary was faced with this mission, how afraid she was.
一个年轻的女孩子
，a young woman，
可能也没有见过什么大的世面。
Maybe she hasn't seen the world.
从来没有想到说会有这样子的事临到她身上。
She cannot imagine something like this would happen to her.
当她想到她的将来
，when she thought of her future，
会不会被自己的未婚夫抛弃？
Will she be left behind by her fiance?
当肚子越来越大
when she got pregnant,
会不会被家人当面的唾弃呢
Would her family despise her?
会不会被众多的邻居在旁边指指点点嘲笑呢
Would the neighbors judge and mock her?
所以啊，其实玛利亚在这个时候是惊慌的
So Mary was very anxious.
因为神的安排是她完全没有想过
Because she never thought about this plan of God.
甚至不是她想要承受的。
Not something she wanted to endure.
所以她是恐惧。
She was afraid.
但是到最后天使告诉她。
But in the end, angel told her.
天使说这就是至高神的旨意。
This is the will of the highest God.
啊，玛利亚说那我是神的使女啊。
And Mary said, behold the maidservant of
the Lord. 就这一句话。
That's the thing she said.
就这一句话奠定了他在信仰他在整个神国当中不一样的价值啊。
It solidified her value in the kingdom of God.
因为他不是不害怕。
She was not, it was not that she wasn't afraid.
也不是他不知道要面对什么样的后果。
It wasn't that she didn't know the consequence.
他知道后果。
She knew the consequence.
他看到现实。
She saw the reality.
他知道这是一个挑战。
She knew it was a challenge.
他知道自己要受苦受很久。
She knew she had to suffer for a long
time. 甚至没有人会理解他会接受他的解释。
Even no one will understand or hear her explanation.
你要叫他怎么解释？
How can she explain it?
你要叫他怎么去跟别人说没有没有没有 我真的没有做错事 我就是圣灵怀孕谁要相信他
No one will believe her that she was, no one will believe her explanation.
当然了两千年后的今天我们大家都知道
Of course, 2000 years later, we know.
神的旨意在他身上成全
God's will was fulfilled on her.
但是在那个年代呢
But in that time.
在那个年代女子的那个她的纯洁跟她的脸面跟她活不活得下去都是有直接的关系的。
Her purity, her face, it has to deal with can she survive?
哦，她要怎么样去面对那个怎么解释别人都没有办法去接受相信 啊，然后你解释，你哈、啊，是是，好了好了，随便啊，你怎么说就怎么说。有时候啊，你不解释还好，你越解释啊，真的捶心肝的、啊。
Nobody will accept or believe her explanation, and maybe her explanation will make it worse.
大家有没有遇到过这种状况
？Have we encountered a situation like this?
有口难言，讲都讲不清楚啊。
You have something to say, but you cannot.
明明不是这样。
That wasn't the case.
但是你怎么解释，别人就不能相信，就没有办法接受。
But no matter how you explain it, no one will accept it.
这是玛利亚要面对一段很长的时间。
That was something Mary had to face for a long time.
啊，但是啊，当天使告诉他说，这是至高神的旨意。
But when the angel said this is the highest will,
在恐惧当中
，in her fear,
玛利亚说，我是神的使女啊。
Mary said, I am the maid servant.
所以啊，今天我们希望活出一个荣耀的生命，像玛利亚一样。
Today, if we want to have a life of glory like Mary,
神所要求的不是啊，我们啊什么都不害怕。哎呀，我什么都不怕，来吧，来吧，要怎么样就怎么样。神要的不是这种啊搞不清楚状况的勇气啊。
God does not require us to have this fearless that does not have understanding.
你看啊，有的人很勇敢啊。
Many people are bold.
哇，那个啊，酒啊，喝三大罐啊，出去啊，还敢拿刀砍人啊，很勇敢不是吗
？Drink a lot of alcohol and still attack people. That's very courageous.
啊，但是啊，酒一醒啊，哇，被警察铐起来，吓得一直发抖，连走路都走不动啊。你说他很勇敢吗
？But when they sober up, they're still scared of the police. Are they courageous?
信仰的路，神从来不要这种疯狂无理智的这种勇敢。
And in the life of faith, God does not require us to have this courage without understanding.
你可以恐惧
You can fear.
面对现实的环境，你可以感到有压力
When reality, you can be afraid.
啊，但是真正的勇气是，你虽然害怕，但是你顺服
But true courage is that even when you're afraid, you obey.
就像这个小女子一样
Just like this woman.
她说：“神啊，我是害怕的。”惊慌，非常害怕。
I am troubled.
神啊，怎么会这个样子呢
？God, how can this be?
但是虽然我害怕
，even though I'm afraid.
如果这是你对我人生的安排
，if this is a plan for that you have for me.
主啊，我心尊主为大。
Lord, I will exalt you.
这是我们需要学习的。
This is something we have to learn.
我说今天如果神，这是我们神对我们人生的这样的计划。
Today, if this is a plan God has for us,
让我们大家都能以心尊主为大。
That we can exalt God in our hearts.
勇敢面对挑战。
To be courageous to face challenges.
使我们最后都能得蒙大福。
So in the end, we'll be highly favored.
那第三，我们看回来路加福音。
Third, let's read Luke chapter.
我们看回来路加福音的第三章啊。
Luke chapter 3。
还是第二章
Chapter 2、
啊、路加福音的第二章41节
41节
每年到逾越节他父母就上耶路撒冷去42节
42
当他12岁的时候他们按着节期的规矩上去43
43
守满了节期他们回去孩童耶稣仍在耶路撒冷这里是玛利亚的第三个特质、啊、
This is a third characteristic of Mary
我们都知道、啊、玛利亚他们其实非常贫穷、哦、
Mary was actually very poor、
哦、这个玛利亚跟约瑟、啊、他们是穷人非常穷非常贫穷、啊、
Mary and Joseph were very poor
你怎么知道他非常贫穷呢
How do we know that?
因为当他们生了耶稣、啊、去献祭的时候、哦、
Because when they, after Jesus was born, when they made offering
说、啊、他们献祭的时候只献上了那个两只斑鸠或是雏鸽哈、哦，在那个第二章的22节啊、哦。
That when Jesus was born, they only made.
他是用那个 turtle dove 哦。
And when they only offered turtle dove.
哦，为什么？因为他们贫穷啊。
Because they were poor.
啊，因为啊，因为在利未记里面告诉我们啊。
Because in Leviticus it told us.
他说啊，如那个你可以，你要献祭要献牛。
When you make offering, you have to offer.
经济比较不好，你可以献羊。
If you're not as wealthy, you can offer lambs.
啊，没有关系哦，神了解你的状况哦。
God understands.
啊，但是如果你真正没有那个能力啊。
But if you truly do not have the ability.
那也没有关系啊，斑鸠跟雏鸽也可以啊。小鸟献两只鸟也可以啊。
You can offer a pair of turtle doves or pigeons.
啊，因为呢，那个年代啊，鸟不值钱啊，自己抓也可以啊。
Because it has no value, you can catch them yourself.
所以啊，这个耶稣的父母他们是献两只斑鸠或是雏鸽的。
So the parents of Jesus they offered a pair of turtle doves.
所以他们生活非常非常的贫穷，经济压力非常的紧啊。
So they were very poor and they had a lot of financial pressure.
啊，但是在这种状况之下哦。
But in this circumstance,
我们刚刚读到第二章。
We read chapter two.
我们刚刚读到第二章的第四十一节哈。
Chapter two, verse 41.
他说，每年到逾越节，他的父母亲就上耶路撒冷啊。
That their parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of.
那主耶稣他们所住的地方啊，离耶路撒冷是有距离的。
And where Lord Jesus lived is far from Jerusalem.
哦，他是啊，要走三天的路程啊。
It's a three-day journey.
哦，所以啊，当每年啊到了逾越节，他的父母亲就放下所有的工作，来到耶路撒冷守节。
So every year at Passover, they would put down all their work and can come to Jerusalem to keep the feast.
时间到了，耶稣年纪到了，连耶稣都一起带去啊。
When Jesus was of age, they brought him with them.
这是第三个我们要从玛利亚身上学习的、啊。
The third thing we had to learn from Mary.
虽然环境很困难
，even though her circumstances are very difficult,
但是她很努力的为主耶稣建立一个很属灵的信仰环境。
But she worked hard to build a religious environment for Jesus.
而且父母亲自己做榜样。
And the parents set examples.
时间到了就到耶路撒冷，时间到了就到耶路撒冷。
When it's time, they will go to Jerusalem.
哦，所以对主耶稣来讲啊
，So for Jesus,
他从小的学习，他看见的榜样就是时候到了，守节，上耶路撒冷敬拜神。
When the example that he learned from was that whenever it's time, they will go to Jerusalem to worship God.
虽然经济很紧啊
，even though they were very poor.
哇，你要到耶路撒冷去守节，你光来回路程六天守节的时间，你要损失多少钱啊
？The journey of six days and the time to keep the feast. How much money would you waste?
平常已经赚不够了，你一年还要拿出这么长的时间来，没有收入还要花钱，到耶路撒冷还要奉献。
They already don't have a lot of income, but they would have to spend a lot to offer, make offering in Jerusalem.
那在人的眼中来讲啊，哎呀，干嘛这样呢？有需要这样吗？有需要这么认真吗？
In man's eyes, they would say, is it really necessary?
那但是啊，耶稣的父母对信仰非常的认真。
But the parents of Jesus, they were very serious about faith.
所以他们给主耶稣建造了一个，设立了一个很好的一个信仰的环境跟信仰的榜样。
So they set up very good religious and example and environment.
所以圣经里面不断的告诉我们啊。
So the Bible continues to tell us.
他说、啊、耶稣在成长哦，但是神啊，他说耶稣渐渐长大，智慧能力跟神和人爱他的心都不断的成长啊。
That Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man.
哦，所以啊，这是我们第三个要学习的榜样啊。
So the third thing we had to learn.
神为什么要把耶稣交给玛利亚？
Why did God entrust Jesus to Mary?
为什么众多的女人就是她成为蒙大恩的女子呢？
Among all the women, she was the highly favored one.
因为她重视信仰。
Because she was emphasized in her faith.
她重视信仰超过她物质上的需要。
She values her faith more than her needs.
她因为她舍得。
Because she was willing.
她能够放下赚钱的机会，先不去考虑紧绷的经济条件。
She was willing to put down the opportunities to make money.
因为能够超越物质的限制。
She overcame the limits of material.
而把神的道、神的话放在第一。
But she put God's word first.
所以神把耶稣基督让他降生在他的家中。
So God allowed Jesus to be born in her house.
哦，虽然啊，到最后啊，到最后耶稣家里还是非常贫穷啊。
In the end, Lord Jesus' family was still very poor.
我们没有看到啊，耶稣降生之后啊，哇，那个有一天约瑟啊，哇，去哪里路上捡到一包金子啊？没有啊，圣经没有这种东西啊。
Jesus, after Jesus was born, Joseph never picked up gold.
一直到耶稣长大，他们家还是非常贫穷啊。
Even as Jesus grew up, they were still very poor.
啊，但是啊，人在物质上贫穷，但是在信上非常富足。
But what they lack in material, they were very abundant in faith.
在人眼中没有什么价值，但是在神眼中成为无比的荣耀。
In man's eye, they had no value, but in God's eye, they were glorious.
被称为蒙大恩的女子。
She was called the highly favored one.
哦，所以我们也是一样，今天你重视信仰吗？
Today, do we value our faith?
如果没有冲突，没有不需要做挣扎的时候，大家都很重视信仰啊。
If there is no conflict or struggle, we all value faith.
不是这样子吗？不用选啊，你也哈利路亚，我也哈利路亚。
Isn't that the case? We don't have to choose.
不用挣扎的时候，你也很爱神，我也很爱神啊。
When there is no struggle, everyone loves God.
问题在哪里？
What's the problem?
当选择出现了。
When there is a choice.
当挣扎出现了。
When there is a struggle.
这个时候你还有办法坚持你的信仰，维持自己走在主的正道上吗？
Can you still insist on your faith and walk in the path?
这个才会决定最后你能不能成为一个蒙大恩的信徒啊。
That determines whether you will be a member that is highly favored.
那最后我们看回来路加福音的第二章。
Let's lastly read Luke chapter 2.
路加福音的第二章
Chapter 2.
34节
Verse 34.
34节
34.
那这里讲说西缅给他们祝福，又对孩子的母亲玛利亚说，这孩子被立是要叫以色列中许多人跌倒，许多人兴起，又要做毁谤的画饼，叫许多人心里的意念显露出来，你自己的心也要被刀刺透啊。这个是西缅对玛利亚的一个预言啊。
This is a prophecy that Simeon made for Mary.
那说当婴孩耶稣降生以后啊。
After Jesus was born.
他的父母亲把他带到圣殿里面啊，去把他献祭啊，去为他献祭啊。
The parents brought him to the temple to make offering.
这里特别告诉我们说啊，大概有一个西缅哈，有一个公义虔诚人叫做西缅。
There was a Simeon who is devout.
他看到了耶稣。
He saw Jesus.
哦，就把他接过来。
Then he took him in his arm.
而且啊，就圣灵感动，就做了预言呢。
And Holy Spirit moved him, and he made a prophecy.
他讲到耶稣的将来。
He talked about the future of Jesus.
因为耶稣的名，有许多人要跌倒，但是有许多人要兴起。
Many will fall and many will rise.
但是最后却多了一句话啊。
But in the end, there is one more thing.
他告诉玛利亚说。
He told Mary.
他说玛利亚。
Mary.
因为这个孩子啊。
Because of this child.
他说你的心要被刀刺透啊。
A sword will pierce through your soul.
啊，真的啊，作为主耶稣的母亲呐，作为玛利亚，这个人生真的一点都不容易啊。
As a mother of Jesus, her life was very tough.
贫穷打不倒她。
Poverty cannot defeat her.
但是看到自己的孩子人生走得跌跌撞撞，却是非常痛苦啊。
But to see her child stumble in his life, it was very painful.
啊，从耶稣出来传福音啊。
And when Jesus started preaching,
他所面对的啊，是当时势力最大的法利赛人、撒都该人的逼迫。
He faced the persecution of the most powerful Pharisees.
看到耶稣这样子啊，被人伤害。
She saw Jesus being hurt.
啊，甚至啊，到最后啊，钉在十字架上流出血来。
In the end, he was nailed on the cross and bled.
你痛苦吗
？Are you in pain?
你难过吗？
Are you sad?
其实谁都没有玛利亚痛苦啊。
Nobody has more pain than Mary.
谁都没有玛利亚难过啊。
Nobody was sadder than Mary.
而今天如果啊，有些病痛或者是伤害，如果发生在我们自己的身上
，Today if we have any injury or illness,
哦，我们自己生病啦
，we get sick.
生病就生病嘛。
Sickness is that's it.
咬咬牙就通过，就过，咬咬牙就给他撑过去啊。
You can endure it.
但是有时候啊，如果发生在我们自己的孩子身上啊
，If it happens to our own children,
真的是撕裂心肠啊，痛苦啊
，It's so much pain.
为什么？因为那是你的心肝宝贝
，Because they're your own flesh.
你宁愿在自己身上受苦，也不希望看到你的孩子难过。
You'd rather be the one who suffer than your children.
你甚至愿意把自己的命都给他
，You'd rather give your life for them.
只希望说他不要痛苦，因为那是你所爱的
，Hoping that they would not suffer.
所以当主耶稣的人生走得跌跌撞撞
，So when Jesus stumbled in his life.
为了完成预言，最后他受尽人世间的一切苦楚。
To fulfill the prophecy, he had to suffer.
谁最痛苦
？Who had the most pain?
没有人有资格在玛利亚面前讲痛苦这两个字啊。
Nobody has a right to say pain in front of before Mary.
因为那个是她怀孕，是她生的，是她养大的孩子。
Because she gave birth and she raised Jesus.
所以没有人比她更痛苦。
Nobody was in more pain than her.
所以在这里西缅已经预言了。
Simeon already prophesied.
他说啊，为了这个孩子，你的心要如同被刀刺透一样。
Your heart will be pierced through by a sword.
真的，当玛利亚站在十字架下。
When Mary stood under the cross.
看到她的孩子，她的儿子这样子被钉，被羞辱啊。
She saw her son being nailed on the cross and mocked.
真的没有人比她更痛苦的。
Nobody was in more pain than her.
啊，所以在这里告诉我们说，玛利亚的第四项特质啊。
So the fourth characteristic of Mary.
就是 为了对的事情忍受痛苦啊。
That she was able to endure pain for the right
reason. 这是一个预言。
This is a prophecy.
也是给玛利亚的一个提醒。
A reminder for Mary too.
更是给我们每一个人的教导。
It's also a teaching for every one of us.
他说啊，今天神把使命跟责任托付在我们的身上。
God has given us this commission.
你希望能够成为一个蒙大恩的信徒。
You hope to become a member that is highly favored.
你希望你人生最后走出一条有价值的信仰道路来。
You want your life to be valued.
一定最后要为耶稣受苦啊。
In the end, you will suffer for Jesus.
一定有这个被好像心被刀刺透的这个时刻啊。
There will be a moment where your soul is pierced through by the sword.
所以啊，保罗特别提醒我们哦。
So Paul especially reminds us.
我们来看一下彼得前书哦。
Let's read 1 Peter.
彼得后书，彼得后书哦。
2 Peter.
我们看彼得后书的第三章。
2 Peter chapter 3.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
彼得后书的三章的第十二节。
2 Peter chapter 2 verse 13 chapter 3 verse 12
12节好12节这里告诉我们了，他说不但如此，凡立志在基督耶稣里，我讲什么？提摩太后书嘛，对不起，提摩太后书的第三章哦。提摩太后书 2 Timothy 提摩太后书三章的第十二节
2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 12
他说不但如此，凡立志在基督耶稣里敬虔度日的也都要受逼迫，所以在这里保罗讲得很清楚啊。
Paul talks about it clearly.
他说你要立志在耶稣基督里面敬虔度日。
If you desire to live godly in Christ Jesus,
他说你一定会受逼迫啊。
You will suffer persecution.
一定会有那个心被刀刺透的机会啊。
There will be a time where your soul will be pierced by a sword.
彼得也是这样子讲啊。
Peter said the same thing.
在那个彼得前书的第四章里面告诉我们。
First Peter chapter 4.
四章第一节啊。
Chapter 4 verse 1.
他说基督在肉身受苦，你们要将这样的心智当作兵器，因为在肉身受过苦的就与罪断绝哦。所以不管是保罗还是彼得都告诉我们，
Both Peter and Paul told us，
信仰的路上一定有这个被刀刺透的过程啊。
In the journey of faith you will be pierced through by a sword。
那但是啊，虽然有这样的过程，
Even though there's this process，
却要在这当中继续坚持，
But you have to endure in this process。
虽然有时候啊，为了走在主的道上，
To walk in the path of the Lord.
我们可能会被人所逼迫。
We'll be persecuted.
我们可能被我们的亲人所不认同。
We'll be, our family may not agree.
我们甚至为了信仰的缘故要蒙受很大的损失。
For the, our faith, we have, may have to lose a lot.
好像啊，真的啊，非常痛苦啊，心被刀刺透啊。
It's very painful, your soul is pierced.
但是啊，圣经里面在这样子告诉我们啊。
The Bible tells us.
他说当玛利亚唱出这首歌来啊。
When Mary sang this praise.
当他唱说我心尊主为大。
When she said, "My soul magnifies the Lord."
当她咬着牙喊出说，我是你的使女。
When she yelled out, "I am the maid servant of the
Lord." 愿你所要成就的在我身上成就吧。
May everything be done on me.
你就要从天上听到一个大响声在你的生命里面。
Then you will hear a great sound in your life.
他说，从今开始直到万代。
So from henceforth for all generations.
从地下人间到天上神的面前。
From earth to heaven.
他说众人众天使都要称你为有福的人啊。
All will call her blessed.
这是神给我们的应许。
This is a blessing God has for us.
更是我们要努力的目标。
And this is a goal that we have to strive for.
我们都可以成为一个有福的人。
We can become someone who is blessed.
能够活出一个有福的人生来。
To have a blessed life.
让我们大家一起来努力。
Let's work hard together.
一起来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
70首。
70.
后一节
Last verse
一切转中世间百味未曾看重基督唯独救赎开我心
Seated.
我们现在一起来祷告。
We'll pray together.
祷告当中，特别为明天安息日整天的崇拜聚会祷告。
Let's pray for the service tomorrow, Sabbath.
能够遵守安息圣日是神在我们生命当中所存的旨意。
This is the will that God has for us in our life to keep.
或许你需要付出一点代价。
Maybe you have to pay a price.
或许你需要在挣扎当中来做选择。
Maybe you have to make a choice in your struggles.
但是这样的选择，这样的挣扎。
But this choice and the struggle
只会让我们离神越近，能够信心越大。
It will draw us closer to God and increase our faith.
所以让我们能够排除所有外在环境的困难。
So let us set aside all the difficulties and
能够在安息日真正来到神的面前。
To come before God and the Sabbath.
我们祷告当中也特别为孙怡来祷告。最近刚不久前刚刚洗礼的哈。
And in our prayer, let's pray for the newly baptized brother.
他现在在医院哦。
And this member is in the hospital.
我们求主耶稣看顾，我们要特别把他放在心上。
And we ask God to take care of her.
求主耶稣的恩惠常与他同在。
And ask God to have His grace with him.
我们一起同心跪下来祷告。
Let's kneel down and pray.